Welcome to Rumike Talks podcast. I'm your host, Konstantin Starodetsky. This is a space where I interview professionals from the entertainment industry and discuss popular film-related topics with my co-host
and producing partner, Rumena Dinevska. Our goal is to help and motivate aspiring filmmakers to get their films made.
Enjoy. Today we're going to talk about generating your childhood energy. Remember when you were a child? What were the activities that you liked to do? What did you love to do? Was it a dance, a walk in a park, or maybe some kind of semi-extreme sports, like jumping from one bed to another? What other moments do you remember with joy? It doesn't have to be an activity per se. It could be a moment that you experienced, maybe picking up grapes from the tree, or riding a rented bicycle, or even sailing someone else's boat. You know, when you're a kid, there is a lot of possibilities that you have to experience. When you are a kid, you usually don't worry whether it will become your career or whether whatever you try to do is gonna be who you are. You just do it because you're just looking for something fun. You're looking to do something fun. It could be also an encounter with someone else. You know, you meet a wise uncle who gives you an advice of a lifetime, like in the movie Fablemans with Steven Spielberg. It could be an encounter with another child and you had such a great time that you remember that moment still. Think about those moments. Think about those activities. Which ones bring you true joy? And start the process of translating those memories, those feelings into something that you can do. And today, later today, we're going to talk about that, how to do it and what you can do. So Rumki, tell us a little bit about the importance of observation.
Be an observer. How do you do that? Well, when we were children, we were observing the world around us, always asking questions, always wondering, what does this do? How our bodies function? But why is this like that? And why does this person do this? And how does the plane fly? And all sorts of questions that we had about the world. So it's important to bring back that energy even into your adulthood. Be curious. Be an observer. Observe the life around you. Observe the little things that bring you joy throughout the day. And it doesn't have to be, of course, it shouldn't be really like material things and like the new Netflix show or the what's on TikTok. Try to, you know, find the little moments from the real life around you, not just through social media and all the technology. But when you go like in a park, do you enjoy how a particular flower smells like or a particular song of the birds? Etc. So be an observer and write those little things down. What are the things that bring you joy throughout the day? And once you're done, go through that and think of how you can transform those little excitements and interests into an activity. For me, growing up as a kid, I loved to go to the theater. And I never thought that, you know, that would particularly be a career of mine. I just loved being in the theater. I loved watching plays and applauding and all of that. So it just brought me joy. Then throughout my life, when I thought, oh, how can I, like, how this can possibly be a career, you know, like directing and acting and all of that. But the moment you start to take it way too seriously and you start putting so much pressure on you, then all the problems and life crises come. So yeah. That's why it's important with everything you do to bring back that childhood feeling. Why did you want to do this as a child? What was part of that brought you joy? So how can someone take action towards? So Konstantin, how can someone take action towards bringing back that childhood energy into their lives? What are particular things they can do?
Well, action is the most important. That's who I am. It's the main part of me. Action. I love action. Action is something that is ignored a lot these days. Everyone has a lot of ideas about what they can do, what they can make, what they can create, but it seems like they never even make a first step. They have like an Oscar-winning feature film in their head, and they never take a step to make even a short film, even something over the weekend. Or they have this great idea for a book that can be a New York Times bestseller, and they just think about it, and they never write it. And it doesn't exist, you know? If other people cannot read it, it doesn't exist. It may exist in your mind, but it won't exist until someone else will read it. And first, you need to write it. And when you actually gonna write that first thing, you're gonna be disappointed with your first draft, I'm sure, because that's why it's always called a vomit draft. You just vomit all those thoughts on the paper and then see which things work and which don't. And then you write the second draft. And then second draft, it's already the one for the people to read. So what can you do with that childhood experiences that you had, the memories, the moments that you experienced, the encounters that you had? Rent a paddleboard. Go on a lake and paddle. Go to your local lake, go to the ocean if you live near the ocean, and rent a paddleboard if that's what you like. Or take a drawing class if you like to put images on paper that you generate in your mind. If you were doing it as a kid, you know, you might have doodled a little bit. That can be transformed into a hobby that then can be transformed into something else. But the point of generating childhood energy is to have that power inside of you, so then you can do the things that you've already been doing 10 times better, or switch entirely the career path that you've been doing before from something that was boring and not exciting for you and for your soul to into something that actually brings joy. Another thing you can do is wander in the forest, you know, if that's what you've been doing. And in order to do all of those things, first you need to put it on a calendar, you know, you need to schedule that. As I say, if it's not in calendar, then it doesn't exist. You can dream about going into forest, but you never actually go. So put it on the calendar, put a time, and tell everyone who needs to know that you're going there or you're going to try that activity. When it's as official as if it's a work assignment that you have a deadline, then you take it more seriously. And if you also invite your friend or a loved one to do it with you, it's even better because there's the accountability factor chips in. So that's how you can start taking action. And don't worry about the activity that you want to do to be too childish or even stupid, if you may think about it. As long as it lightens you with good energy, it's good, because that's the whole point of this exercise, to generate your childhood energy. It doesn't have to become your next career, but it will bring you good vibes, so then you can find something good to do with your talents. So Rumki, what else can you add to this?
The idea of generating or waking up your childhood energy is really about bringing you closer to your true self. Because, you know, we live our lives in these busy times. We tend to forget sometimes and lose ourselves and forget who we truly are and go around society wearing a mask, obeying to society rules. Generating your childhood energy is important. So, because it will bring you closer to your true self and what you like to do as a child. Because when we're children, you know, that's why sometimes child actors are just better actors. And then when they grow up, they become corrupted and trained in certain ways. So it's harder to get out of them those like really, really truthful emotional performances. Because, you know, when they're children, the emotions are so raw. They're, you know, they're just being themselves in a way. They're not required to act, and they're not getting into their thoughts. Oh, like, how do I look like? Oh, what will I say? Am I too, is my voice too squeaky? Is this? No, they just are, you know?
Yeah.
So remember, when you're diving into these activities that Konstantin mentioned, that will bring you hopefully closer to your childhood energy, remember that the results don't need to be perfect. You're just doing this for fun. You're just exploring yourself. You're finding that childhood energy. You're being a child again. And when being a child, you're allowed to make mistakes. You're allowed to have as much as fun you want. So take it as a hobby. Have fun. try new things, try the things that you wanted to do as a child. I know that for me, it was, you know, I like was taking ballet classes. And as an adult, I was like really thinking about taking again ballet classes. But for a long mm-hmm. time, I would stop myself because of all the thoughts that come that would come to my mind. Oh, but what if this? But I'm old, but blah, 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 but it costs. And, you know, all sorts of thoughts that will stop you from doing it until eventually I was like, I'm just going to go and do it. And now I seem to enjoy it even more because I don't put expectations on myself. I know it's just a hobby. I know it's for fun. I feel great. So I feel like a child when I'm there. I feel like my old self in a way. I also remember I really liked collecting decorative napkins as a child.
No.
That's what we did. We would collect decorative napkins and we would exchange at school or like little decorative pamphlets and we would spray them with perfume. And those were the things that brought me joy. So stuff like that. If as a child you had fun playing with toys, why don't you just buy yourself a doll? Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just a few months ago, I bought myself those little Tamagotchi toys. Yeah. And when you've tried all the activities that you wanted to do as a child, or you started even new ones, as you're doing it, journal about it. You know, journal about it every day as you're exploring, as you're generating your childhood energy. See how it affects your life and you're getting closer to your true self.
That's right. Yeah. You know, your story about the napkins reminded me about caps that I was collecting from beer bottles. And now it translated into collecting coins. And collecting coins for me is something that brings me childhood energy at this moment. It really makes me feel great, you know, inspires me to do creative stuff.
Nice.
So now it's time for us to move to the obsession of the week portion of the podcast. So, Rumki, what is your obsession?
My obsession of the week is making and eating crepes.
Mm-hmm.
Gluten-free crepes.
That's right.
I found a great recipe for gluten-free one with gluten-free flour, and we're really, really enjoying them. Although I shouldn't eat too much because, yeah, it's not.
Don't forget to mention, we also put jam in them.
Yeah, jam.
And butter.
Mm-hmm. What is your obsession of the week?
This obsession is, I had this obsession for a while, but now it came back because there is a new season of the Formula One Drive to Survive, the season 5. And you know, I'm wearing red, so I'm Team Ferrari this season. I'm really rooting for them.
Nice.
I hope they will, even though I'm trying to not to watch the real results because it's, you know, pre-recorded. And it just brings me so much joy, this Drive to Survive. Because I, again, when I was a child, I loved to go to go-karting. Like when I was 9, I had a chance to drive go-karts and it brought me so much joy. I wanted to be a Formula One driver at some point, but you know, then you come to a point where you realize like there's a lot of money you need to invest to actually become a driver for a Formula One. But I was enjoying competing on the local.
I feel like you wanted to do all the extreme.
Oh yeah, well, all the extreme stuff for sure. But Formula One is, I love the precision of it. I love how it is. You know, every second matters. Not even second, like even millisecond matters. How do you turn this corner? How do you switch your weight? Like what shoes you wear? You know, like there's so many factors that affect the drive, that affect how fast you're going to complete the lap. So that's my obsession.
Yeah.
I highly recommend to check it out. Formula One, Drive to Survive. Well, that's it, folks. Thank you for tuning in to the Rumi K Talks podcast. And as always, we would really appreciate if you leave us a 5-star rating and review because it will help us to grow and bring more episodes for you, dear listeners.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Rumi K Talks podcast. You can find the show notes at rumik.com. I'm your host, Konstantin Staradetsky. My producing partner, Rumena Dinevska. See ya.